The Beetle by Richard Marsh tells of an upstanding MP, a handsome man of wealth, talent and ambition, whose dark and disturbing past threatens to destroy him. It stars Gerard McDermott and Tracy Ann Oberman.
Please, please let this pass quickly.
No, no, I'm begging for more.
Kinefesh kol basar damo venafshohu.
Oh, devils.
In yedot koel adam achere herotzea.
The nightmare.
The Beetle.
No.
No.
The Radio Drama Company present Richard Marsh's novel, dramatized for radio by Roger Daynes.
Now, run!
But I...
Now, fool up!
The final blow.
Oh, wait, the liar Hammersmith, that is. I want to keep the number down, sir.
If you mean they just say it's full, that although they have room, they won't let me in.
Well done.
Are they not obliged to let me in if there's room?
Not done much of this sort of thing, have you?
It's the first time I've tried a casual ward, yes.
Ain't you got no money?
Not a farthing. You?
No, I look as I've got a few, don't I?
Advise me. What am I to do, do you think?
Your sort always gives up so quick. What was you, eh? Second-class train ticket? Counting-house clerk?
I'm out of the situation.
Yeah, you are. Well, they do you well up at Kensington.
If I can get myself admitted.
Then you better start off now. It's only a small place. You've got 3 miles to go there. Full as soon as the door's open, too, like as not.
What will you do?
Oh, me? I'll have a bed here in Amherst before I'll know the reason why.
But they say they're full.
Watch me. I've kept every damn foot away from bread in this blasted place. I'm going out from here. This is how I get my shakedown tonight.
No, I'm not prepared to pay that price for a night's rest.
You will be. That's if you don't die first, Mr. Clerk.
And he is right.
Here.
If you like, every yard I cover, my feet drag more. 3 miles. Even then, another workhouse may have none of me. 3 days. No food. Water only from the public fountains.
I do beg your pardon, sir. I wonder if you...
No, of course. Thank you, sir. The first turning, and I'm glad to take it. To leave what passes for civilization. To stumble deeper into my agony of dying, inch by inch. And to stop.
Oh, great God.
If only death could come upon me quickly, painlessly. How true a friend I should think it.
I should just stay here.
A long night I would make then. Time unto eternity. Darkness. Rain like mist. Unpaved paths, rough roads. Houses unfinished, cottages crumbling to decay. Modern London. And then...
A shelter.
A house. A villa, so called. Not large. A rental, perhaps, of from £25 to £40 per annum. A bow window.
Open. Thank heaven. No breaking to enter. And, oh, inside. It must be so warm. Oh, so dry.
Never a one to see what I might do. Not one to care. I need fear no spy.
Hello?
All quiet. Even in my fingertips, already the warmth... And beyond doubt, the place is empty.
What? Oh, bliss.
I know what good carpets are.
So soft.
It would be rapture to throw off my wringing clothes, to sink, to sleep on that caress.
But I must eat. Anything. Hello?
Unseeing. But a horrible persuasion that I am seen.
Hello?
Strange. Evil.
Nothing?
Yes, something. Moving. And with never so slight a sound but that I hear. In the dark, two specks of light.
No.
Eyes.
Eyes? Cat.
I know I lie. Eyes. Not cat's eyes, but what eyes they are.
I do not know.
I dare
know.
Not think. And moving. Toward me.
No.
Hanging in space. 2 or 3 feet from the ground. Vanish. 6 inches from the floor, they reappear. And they again come on.
Please. Please, let this pass quickly.
I wait. I can do no more. Nor take my eyes from them for all the world's gold. They reach at last my feet.
No!
Never pause. And on a sudden I feel on my boot.
Please!
Helplessness. The creature climbs, mounting me.
The nightmare!
A spider of the nightmares. The pressure of each separate spider's leg. Soft. Sticky. The creature glues and unglues each one. Each time.
Shake myself! Shake it away!
I can not. My loins. My stomach's pit. Still it climbs.
Oh.
Its weight increases as it descends. So heavy now. I wonder how it retains its hold.
It bears the smell of death.
It is at my chest. Its forelegs touch my bare skin. The base of my neck. A quarter inch onward.
Oh, my face!
My lips. I bear it all. And it takes my face. And embraces me.
No! No more! No!
Keep still. Shut the window. Pull down the blind. Turn around. What is your name?
Robert Holt.
What are you?
A clerk.
You look as if you were a clerk.
A flame of scorn. It burns me, but I cannot.
What sort of a clerk are you?
I am out of a situation.
You look as if you were out of a situation. Always out of a situation. You are a thief.
I'm not a thief.
Do clerks always enter through the window?
I did it because it was open. Because I was wet and cold and hungry and tired.
Undress.
I never before realized what was meant by the power of the eye. Long, looking out of narrow windows. His eyes, its eyes, shine out like lamps in a lighthouse tower. Escape them, I cannot. Meet them, I shrivel in them into nothingness. Naked in front of the eyes.
Ah, yes. What would I not give for a skin white as that? Ah, yes. Cut, cold, and bleeding shall be that skin for me. For what better does a thief deserve?
I am not a thief.
I say you are, Robert Holt.
I am an honest man.
You are my thief. My slave. I will bid you do what I bid you do. And you will do it. Because I bid you.
I want you to become my wife.
Stop, please.
I will not stop.
Mr. Atherton, people are looking.
I don't care for them. I'm wound up to go and I'm going it. Marjorie, when I say I love you...
Then I have to say I'm so sorry for you.
Really? And I take it that it's so common for a woman, then, to be sorry when she finds a man willing to lay down his life for her. Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade.
This is not only annoying, worse, it's absurd. He's as much in love with me as with the moon.
The blushing flowers shall rise, and all things flourish where you turn.
I didn't know you felt like this.
You might at least let me finish my verse.
Though I do confess I have my doubts about you.
Oh, you're too kind.
Mr. Atherton, please. I really can't help liking you.
I don't want your liking. I want you to love me. Should you prefer me to take you in my arms? Crush you to my bosom?
I'd rather you wouldn't. Perhaps you could talk a little less loudly.
You can't torture me.
On the contrary.
Damn. I'm almost disposed to think she's smiling at me.
I'm quite glad you have this little explanation. Because, of course, Mr. Atherton, you are my friend.
I'm not.
Pardon me, but you are.
If I can't be something better...
As a friend, most welcome. But as it happens, I am just now in rather a delicate position.
What's the matter? Who's been worrying you? Your father.
No, he's not as yet.
Then he may soon. Marjorie, what's in the wind?
Mr. Lessingham.
That fan. They should all be banned. Then women couldn't hide so behind them.
What?
Your friend, Mr. Lessingham.
No, I'm by no means sure I'm entitled to claim such a friendship.
I should be sorry for that, since I am going to be his wife.
There's an uncommon blank just come into my mind.
You choose an appropriate moment to tell me this, Miss Linden.
I'm glad you think so. It is a confidence, as my friend...
I offer you my heartiest congratulations.
I'm not entirely sure of what I'm saying.
Will you be on my side?
Yours or Mr. Lessingham's?
You are the first I've told. When Papa hears, it is possible there may be trouble.
I should hazard that's rather more than possible.
Papa has a great admiration for your science, Mr. Atherton. Your inventions. He places high value on your opinion.
I'm honoured to be asked as a lover to act as chorus to the love of another.
Oh, thank you. You are the best of friends.
I could shake her for that smile.
Miss Linden, I beg your pardon.
Mr. Woodville.
I believe this must be our dance.
No, I think not.
Oh, dash it. I expect the mistake's mine.
It's probable, Percy, it usually is.
The fact is, I've made rather a mess of my programme. Take a squint, sitting there's a good chap. It's either the last dance, Miss Linden, or this, or the next. I'm positive.
I regret, Percy, I'm not an expert in your particular style of cuneiform writing.
However, it happens this dance is free for me, Mr. Woodville.
Oh.
So, if you would like.
Oh, yes, by Jove. Oh, by the by, Sydney, Dora Grayling's looking for you, saying yours is her next. Angelic woman, quite.
I'm in no mood for angels. In fact, Percy, tonight I'm not up to any more dancing at all.
Barefoot on stone.
Dead.
Bareheaded to wind and rain.
As good as dead. And better.
Naked in a winding sheet.
We'll have you buried, Robert Holt.
I make a ridiculous figure.
Is it not good to be dead?
It is
the best of all. Do I not know?
I walk London.
As a thief you go. Oh, yes. Be sure, my thief.
Lowndes Square. His house. The house.
He is good to look at. Boy Lessingham. Is he not good to look at?
I cannot do this. I'm an honest man.
And I am with you. Practice your art. Thief.
I am no thief.
But thief I must be. I have no will else.
And the great Boy Lessingham... As the mast of a ship, straight and strong. Do I not know? Oh, yes.
All that is still mine is pain.
The great politician. Tall, his skin is white. The statesman, the false, the accursed.
I have no fear.
Climb.
I am provided with the skills I need.
The Avenger lurks in the shadow, hides among the rocks, waiting, watching, till his time has come. The day of the Avenger.
And he will fall.
Have no fear. I am with you, my thief. I am not false to you, as he is false. Hard as the granite rock, cold as the snows of Ararat. as the fables of those who lie for love of lies, so Lessingham is all treachery.
His wife, his well-beloved. The light of his eyes, ah yes. For woman, no happier chance to be his wife. The wife of his scorn. The despised. The rejected.
He would steal from her like my thief in the night. Would forget that she ever was. Break him!
The servants must all be fast asleep. Now?
A certain drawer in a certain bureau.
Which?
In the corner of his private study. I see it now. You will open it.
But it is locked.
You will open it.
I am no cracksman. I have no picklock.
All that you need you have with you. With me.
Oh, yes. Sometimes, nowadays, a statesman stands in actual peril of his life.
The day shall come.
By lucky chance. Unload it.
It shall not save him.
I am discovered.
But you are safe.
Let me go.
No. I stalk at your side.
And my bonds are stronger even than my fear.
Do what you must. My thief.
No.
I say you will. Now, take what you have come for.
And run. Run.
Keep still. Turn around.
Paul Lessingham.
May I ask, sir, to what I'm indebted for the pleasure of your company? Then could you perhaps inform me on whose invitation do I find you here? Be so good as to give me my own revolver again, and the papers you're holding.
You will not flinch, you will not flee.
Who are you?
You will not touch him with a finger, nor he you. For I am with you.
Who are you?
The beating.
In the name of heaven, who are you? Where have you come from? What do you want? Who sent you here? Why do you come? Play me these childish tricks. Why? Why? Why do you stand there half naked like a Cairo beggar? Or worse than naked. For that alone, I can have you punished. And I will. I will. Play me the fool. Do you believe me a boy to be bamboozled by every bogey conjured by a blunderer? You are the fool. Tell me who you are in the name of... What was that? What I have forgotten, I have forgotten. Be you sure upon this point. Nothing will be gained by remembering. Oh, you may play the silent fool, sir. And you play it excellently well. Oh, what was that?
I'm sure I beg your pardon, sir, but one of the maids thought she heard the sound of a shot, and so we came round to see, having no idea, sir, that you were here. Lord save us. Who is that?
You were quite right, Matthews. Quite right. I'm obliged by your watchfulness, sir. This fellow... At present, you may leave the room. I propose to deal with this matter myself.
Thank you, sir. The other men shall remain with me upon the landing, should you call.
Now, my man, you see how the case stands. Let us not have a scandal. A scene? Be sensible. Come. Give me my letters.
It's a conjurer's trick. No more. What else could it be? My imagination, my nerves, my work. That's all.
Matthews! Matthews, help! Help me!
Knock him down there! Mr. Revolver!
Mr. Afraid, Mr. Matthews.
Take the letters from him! I'm not afraid!
Get him, sir! Strike hard!
The beetle!
deuce of a night.
It suits with my deuce of a temper.
All Marjorie's fault. Everything. Past, present, and to come. Lessingham, the man's old enough to be a father.
At least a few years older than I am.
And a wretched radical to boot. Dry as a stick, cold as an iceberg. Nothing but a politician, absolutely.
The antithesis of a lover. His very house proclaims it.
Look at it. Only look at it. Damn your eyes.
This is not the action of a reasonable man. Marjorie would certainly disdain me, but it is very satisfying.
Lessingham! Do you hear me? May your following shun you! May your speeches fall on empty benches, deaf ears! And at the next election... Oh, horror! What's this? Hold up, man! Attempting suicide? Is that the way to come slithering down Mr. Paul Lessingham's outside walls? Where are your clothes?
Have I escaped or not?
Is this a simple burglary, then? Or perhaps a case of simple murder? Tell you what, say you've just killed him and I'll let you go, eh?
Is this man mad?
Damn. I have to infer from your silence that you confined yourself to mere gentle felony.
He doesn't look mad.
Well, a blessing on you, then. Well done. Away with you now.
Deuce of an athlete. Damn near as bare as the palm of my hand. Perhaps I shouldn't have connived at his escape.
An accomplice after the fact. A first-chopped specimen of the low-down idiot.
The least one can do in circumstances such as this is to leave a card on the man whose burglar one has just let go. Let us do the decent thing, then. For the saintly Mr. Paul Lessingham, the blasted swab.
Who's there?
Nothing, Matthews. Nothing and no one. Must be your vigorous imagination running away with you.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Atherton.
Exceedingly discreet you look in your déshabillé, Matthews.
I thought you might have been the police, sir.
Do you stand in terror of them at last?
Well, sir, I have instructions not to admit the police.
The deuce you have? From whom?
From Mr. Lessingham, sir.
Maybe that the gentleman is not aware of the robbery that's been committed here.
Thank you, sir, but I believe Mr. Lessingham knows something of the kind.
Atherton? What are you doing here?
About this fellow, Lessingham. Bounced out of your study window like a tennis ball. Nearly knocked me down.
Has he escaped?
Clean, a mile away by now.
I wondered if he had. Poor fellow. More sinned against than sinning.
Well, I hardly go so
far. Good night, Atherton. I'm very obliged to you for calling. Matthews, close the door.
Good night, sir.
Well, confound his impudence. What Marjorie Linden sees in such an apostolum, especially next to a man of my sort, the creature.
Again, the creature.
No.
So, like a thief, you come again, back to me. Did you then see the great Paul Lessingham?
I did.
As I foretold. Now, give me what you have stolen. The great Paul Lessingham. He is as great a thief as you. Greater. For he at least has courage. Are you not well, my poor thief? Do you not think it sweet to stand close at my side? You with your white skin. If I were a woman...
If I were a woman, would you not take me for your wife?
Oh. I would give so much to strike her. Him. It. Strike now.
Something here worth seeing, worth knowing. Hidden as one hides treasure. The letters of my dear love. Marjorie Linden.
This is enough. The end. His doom. The great Paul Lessingham, ground between the heaviest of stones in my mills of anguish. All that is left, cast upon the bitter water stream, to stink accursed beneath the blood-grimed sun. And for
Marjorie Linden, for his dear love, she shall come to wish that she nor he were ever born, and the shadow god shall scent the sweet incense of her suffering. It shall be... It shall be.
It is I that say it. Even I.
The beetle.
And shall you live, the thief, to make mock of the child of God?
No. No. I beg. No.
Is life a boon? If so, it must be full.
Sublime thought. In the hollow of my hand, the life and death of nations. And it needs merely...
Damnation. It's not meant to do that.
Sir?
What the deuce do you want, Edwards?
That someone wishes to see you, sir.
Well, then tell someone I don't wish to see him.
I will do that, sir.
No interruptions, do you hear me? The finest preventative for war ever conceived is almost within reach in here.
The man's a fool who claims the most powerful weapon can fail to preserve peace.
Sir.
Edwards, I've told you, one disturbance of my experiment and you'll be in the land where the bogies blew.
You are Sidney Atherton?
Who the devil are you? How did you come in here? Where's my servant?
Sir, there is someone who wishes...
Is this the person?
Yes, sir.
But didn't I tell you I didn't wish to see him?
Yes, sir, I relayed your words.
Then how comes he's here?
Really, sir, I don't quite know. I tried to put out my hand to stop him. He looked at me and... I couldn't.
You're an idiot. Get out.
I will, sir.
Yes.
And I always thought he was a well-trained man.
Sidney Atherton, are you a magician?
A man of science, I thank you. And you? Who unmans my best of servants to gain entry into my house and workplace?
I have brought you this.
A petition, testimonial, a true statement of your sad case. I regret I have not the time.
It says Marjorie Linden.
You come from Miss Linden? Do you wish me to understand that you come from Miss Linden?
Paul Lessingham.
Well, I see. Paul Lessingham, what of him?
She is good. He is bad. Is it not so?
I had no idea they were so well known in Egypt, may I say?
He shall never have her.
Well, who the devil are you to know that?
It is as a friend I come to you, Sidney Atherton.
Splendid, but I happen to be overstocked just now in that line of goods.
You love her.
What?
It is the truth. You love Miss Linden. Can you bear to think of her in his arms?
He's attempting to gain power over me. Well, he'll have a tough job.
I see you fancy yourself some kind of mesmerist.
I am nothing. A shadow.
Yes, I, on the other hand, am a scientist. You, I suggest, are a member of one of those morbid organizations for whom it is well to keep handy a seasoned rope. I shouldn't mind to try an experiment or two on you.
We will try experiments together on Paul Lessingham.
You must be a regular devil doctor, in your own people's opinion.
Listen to me, you love her. And so does he. But at a word from you, he shall not have her. Never. I swear it for the children of Isis.
Then you can tell the children that this is London, not a dog hole in the desert.
There will come a time when you will want me. You shall see.
Oh, I can see. You have an axe to grind and think in me to have found your grindstone.
You will call to me when you can no longer bear to think of her in his arms, and I will come. And of Paul Lessingham, there shall be an end.
He really is as mad as he seems.
It is I who say it. I.
Murder. Splendid murder.
Can it ever be described as splendid, Mr. Atherton?
Certainly. In warfare, Miss Grayling, which is murder made art, and in which I am perfecting a new wrinkle on such a scale as to make war the affair of a single half hour.
Well, that certainly beats your last patent.
I think I preferred Atherton's new system of telegraphy at sea.
What became of that?
The Admiralty purchased it.
Wisely.
Sir, now you're chasing death itself.
If you're the member of the next government, Lessingham, you will possibly learn more. I intend to offer first refusal.
Then don't forget that you have that same privilege with my dance program, Mr. Atherton.
They all seem taken.
Strike out any name you please, anywhere. Put your own down instead.
I hope, Miss Grayling, you won't allow him to delete my waltz.
Where?
There.
I'm damn tempted.
Nowadays, so few men really dance. I can't afford to throw over one good partner for another. Strike out a bad dancer, do.
There.
Well chosen.
Here comes my partner for the next. Till we dance again, gentlemen.
Miss Grayling.
I look forward to the occasion, Miss Grayling. A markedly attractive young woman.
One of the most hunted in England.
A million girls with her, I hear.
An angel.
Listen, Atherton. A moment, if you would. I feel I should apologise for last night. It was good of you to give me a look in.
Well, I was...
Thank you. I was worried. Not well. I'm afraid you thought me peremptory. One doesn't get to be burgled, even by a maniac.
Was he a maniac?
How close were you to him?
As I am to you now.
Really? Did you not try to stop him?
Didn't you see the rate he moved? Easier said...
Wearing nothing but a cloak on such a night. Who but a lunatic?
Did he take much?
Absolutely nothing.
Curious episode entirely.
Politicians become accustomed to curious episodes. Please, Atherton, oblige me by not mentioning this to anyone.
If you wish.
Thank you for that promise.
It seems a matter of little importance.
I shall have to seek out my partner for the next... I promised... What is this?
Listen, what's wrong with you?
Epilepsy? Anyone less of the type would surely be hard to find.
Please, please, let this pass quickly. Come, man, what's wrong with you? What is this? Your dance card, let me take it.
Dull, gold, green.
Where did this come from?
It seems to scintillate. Marvellous photogravure. So vivid.
Do you see it?
Almost real.
Great heavens, do you see it? Well, I see a picture of a scarab.
What?
A picture, Lessingham. Unexpected, certainly damned clever too, but still only a picture.
Put it away for any sake. Put it out of my sight.
It's gone. Gone. It's all right now.
Quite right. I'm well. Very well.
Oh, you have a queer way of being very well in that case.
Overwork. Pressure. I've had one or two attacks like this. A local lesion. Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm quite well, Atherton. I thank you.
You're sure it's nothing to do with this?
Take it away! Take it away!
It's a picture, Lessingham. Are you stuck?
Tear it up! Burn it! Only take it away!
I will. You're either mad already, Lessingham, or you're going mad. Which is it?
Neither. I think it's neither. I believe I am sane as you. It's a curious story, Atherton.
I imagine it must be.
I shall tell you all about it someday. I promise. It is extremely unfortunate to trouble you with such a display of weakness. But I'm in your hands, Atherton. You're my friend. I know I can rely upon you.
You wish me to observe strict confidence?
In particular, I beg. Not a hint of this to Miss Linden.
Why in particular?
Can you not guess?
I hardly need to. Their secret engagement is still a raw wound.
If what I guess is what you mean, Lessingham, I preserve a silence quite unfair to her.
I shall not fail to do what should be done. But if it's for anyone to speak, it must be for me.
Why are you skulking in here, you pair of conspirators?
We can't be expected to treat every dance as though it were a lady's excuse me. Your political discourses must be set aside.
Miss Grelling, I'm sorry, I seem to have misled my card.
Well, I have your name on mine, Mr. Lessingham, and yours after Mr. Atherton.
I will promise not to forget.
Don't. I thought you were to speak at the House tonight.
The Agricultural Amendment Act. I am, but I shall not have to be there.
Dora has you next, Mr. Atherton. I have you now.
After you.
Excuse me.
You hardly looked at him. St. Paul the Apostle.
We have to be diplomatic.
It's a damn good act, I'll allow you that.
Sydney, hush. As for diplomacy, I stand in need of your friendly services.
Now?
Very soon. And you did promise you'd help.
Damned fool I was.
You know how unreasonable Papa can be.
Oh, I do. Never a more pig-headed man in England.
This absurd objection he has to Paul.
Paul? Mr. Linden has no notion of how things stand.
Except what he suspects. Sydney, you've always been my dear friend. When I was a little girl, you used to protect me from Papa's wrath. I'm a big girl now, but I still need that shield.
Oh, yes. I can withstand mesmerism from a child of Isis, all right, but this...
I want you to sound Paul's praises to Papa. To prepare him for what's to come.
I've never understood why there should have been this secrecy from the first.
It was Paul's wish.
Oh. Is he ashamed of this?
Sydney.
Or does he fear Mr. Linden's anger?
You are unkind.
Perhaps he's simply cautious even in this. Politician first, lover afterwards.
Is it possible you are jealous?
that you were in earnest in what you said last night. I thought that was the kind of thing you told every girl.
And you asked me for sympathy.
Oh, Sidney, best of friends, worst of lovers.
Well, in the book of every man's life, there's at least one page he'd wish to keep turned down.
Maybe in yours.
Several.
Does he really think these foolish hints may sway me? There is no such page in Paul's life story.
If you know it, that will be sufficient.
I do know it. He's even less intelligent than I believed.
Then my cause is hopeless indeed.
Oh, my dear Sidney, you'll be in love with someone else tomorrow, believe me. Mm. And for goodness sake, cheer up.
It is a happy circumstance, all the more fortunate for being so unexpected, that the right honourable gentleman should have started from one position, only to have arrived at a diametrically opposite one.
Blasting, practical, statesmanlike.
Brilliant. Glorious.
A final position, moreover, which by astonishing coincidence happens to be exactly that of Her Majesty's loyal opposition.
Order! Order! The Honourable Gentleman will come to order.
Look up.
Order!
And there is Marjorie, her love in every gesture. Order. And though I know of him order. What I know, yet I could wish I were him.
Blinder, young Lessingham, wouldn't you say?
Oh, had my vote within the first 10 minutes. Splendid speech.
If only it weren't a radical.
Sidney, so you did come to witness after all.
I felt it might do me good to the intellectual exercise.
Wasn't Paul splendid?
Well, on your home rule,
mustn't it be grand to have such gifts, to put them to such good purpose?
To gibber and quake, unmanned before a printed picture.
Sidney, speak up. You're feigning coolness. It's foreign to your nature.
Wasn't a bad speech, I suppose. Of a kind.
Of a kind? I could pinch him.
Well, apparently, in your judgment, he who discriminates is lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. I understand. Poor Sidney. Like a beaten child branding the victor a cheat.
That stings more than her fine anger. You are likely to learn better, Miss Linden. And that before
hope
too
I
long.
I you waiting. I was delayed by one of the
Not whips. At all. Though it can be a little tiresome waiting here.
I hope you're feeling better, Lessingham.
Thank you, I am very well.
I think perhaps tonight it's Mr. Atherton who's not well. We'll bid you good night, Mr. Atherton.
Marjorie, what are you doing here?
Leaving, Papa.
I thought you were at the Duchess's.
So I have been. Now I'm here and leaving. Mr. Lessingham is escorting me home.
Mr. Linden.
I shall see you afterwards, Papa. Goodbye.
Good night, sir. Atherton.
Young scoundrel. Jackanapes. Do you hear me, Atherton?
What, sir?
Confounded adventurer. Only this morning I forbade her, sir, to have anything more to do with him. And she drives off with him as cool as you please. Damned radical vagabond.
My dear Linden, I'm afraid we live in an age of feminine advancement.
You think so? And that justifies my daughter, does it? Actually carrying on with that man Lessingham, what I can't help calling a compromising acquaintance.
No, sir.
Yes, sir, I say yes. A man without a Brummagen substitute for manners. What do you know against him, Atherton?
Nothing. Really, sir, nothing.
Wasn't he a traveller?
Well, I...
Not in the East.
Has he told you, sir?
Might be something there. Some story. Find it, Atherton. Find it and choke him off.
Do I understand
Your
you?
Your Marjorie's friends, he'll listen to you. I want you to tell her that Lessingham's a damn scoundrel.
This is splendid. I'm now engaged by all parties in the eternal triangle, each to opposite ends.
Paint him in his true colours. Soak her mind with a loathing
of a... I say, Atherton, have you seen Miss Linden?
She's just gone away, Percy.
Oh, with Lessingham, I suppose.
Damnation, take him. The whole of London's in on the business.
It's bitter hard. Though I suppose any girl would be proud to walk away with a chap when he can speak like Lessingham.
Yeah, Percy, old man, this is probably
That's
not quite...
That's plausible, shallow-pitted carpetbagger. Oh,
do you really think so, sir?
Man's a political adventurer, trading on the follies of his fellow countrymen. And my daughter, blast his eyes.
Oh, I say, sir.
Dash it. Percy's going to make an irrevocable fool of himself again. Ah, luck. Buck up now, my boy.
What?
Division's over and you're free of your legislative toil at last.
Oh, but Sidney, old man.
Time to go on the fly.
I'm teetotal.
Good night, sir.
Damn.
Dash it all, Sidney.
I know how you feel. You can't propose to the father before you've asked the girl herself. It's not done.
It was my last hope, considering...
You have asked her.
She's rejected me, Sidney. Marjorie Lyndon has broken my heart.
It's a habit.
I shouldn't mind, you know, if I wasn't so gone on her. I'm not a fella who does get gone. But when I do get gone, I do get so beastly gone.
Then you should learn to do the right thing. Have a drink.
Oh, I mustn't. Blue ribbon?
It's what men do when their hearts are broken, invariably. At least a magnum for a start.
Well, I'm always so ill.
Do you really love her?
Well, all right. I'll have a try.
Come on, my lad. This won't do. Wake up! Wake up! What's the matter with you?
Constable? What is the matter?
The matter? What do you think's the matter? Good morning, miss. Drunk and incapable, that's all.
Dead drunk or dead? The man hardly seems to be shamming.
So much plastering mud. So much grease and dirt. It's difficult even to be sure he really is a man.
You don't think he's in a fit, miss?
His hand is so cold. All his clothing, one wretched, dirt-stained, sopping rag.
I cannot find his pulse.
Come on, lad, wake up, or else...
This isn't an ordinary case of drunkenness, officer. Hmm? I've had instruction in first aid to the injured, but I shouldn't be too surprised to find that this man is
Paul
actually...
Paul Lessingham!
Look out, miss! Oh, you all but sat down in the mud.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So you're not dead. That's plain enough.
Constable, something is seriously wrong. Medical assistance must be summoned at once.
Come on, don't give the lady this stuff. Move yourself!
Be warned, Paul Lessingham. Be warned.
That settles the business.
Officer, I will have this man taken into my father's house.
What?
Be so good as to call at that door, Mr. Lyndon's door, and rouse some men to help carry him.
Very good, miss.
Paul Lessingham! Be warned, Paul Lessingham!
Not a minute since I have kissed goodnight to that very dear man. And all at once, this stranger. May this be the divine working of Providence? All unawares do I then entertain an angel.
The devil you do.
I can't. I've drunk too much already.
This is what you want. You'll be as chubby as a cricket.
What would Marjorie think of me?
Why should she think of you at all, eh? Well, she's got so much better fish in her sea.
No, you'll make me ill. I'll be drunk.
Drunk is good. And if for gracious sake make it lively drunk, Percy.
Yeah.
How about murder?
What?
War, Percy. War. Legalized slaughter on a magnificent scale. I have one of the most devastating notions of delivering that very item.
Alcoholic poisoning.
Do not set up shop as a wit, Percy.
Oh, perish the thought.
I'm going to demonstrate on a small scale the action of a force which, on a rather larger scale, will... I've forgotten where I was going. Help yourself.
Large scale.
Yes. Finish an entire campaign in the time it takes to say bang. And British, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
The cat, Percy.
What?
The cat.
I wish you'd let it go. I hate cats.
Good. I'm going to kill it for you.
What? Why?
Why? Do you know whose cat it is? Paul Lessingham's cat.
Oh, I thought it was a stray. How do you know it's his?
I don't know, Percy. I choose to believe it is. We got it outside his house. Ooh. I intend to believe it's his cat. Since we can't get Lessingham inside the box, we'll just have to make do with the pleasure of murdering his cat.
Oh, whatever for?
Did Lessingham take Marjorie Lyndon from us, or didn't he?
From us?
From you, then.
You're right. Kill his cat.
Now, attention, Percy. Observe.
Dashed clever.
You've seen the spring gun 100 times.
Oh, just so. Dashed clever invention, Sidney.
Pull the spring, drop the charge into the barrel, release the spring, and the charge goes into the box.
And kills the cat. Bravo! Or it will when you put a charge in the gun, what?
Now, look. light as feathers. Glass like tiny pills. And yet they'll work more mischief than all the explosives man has ever fashioned.
Oh, my grief.
You say your heart is broken. Take hold of one of these. Squeeze it. Only wants a gentle pressure. There are no broken hearts in that land, Percy.
Take it away.
Think twice. The chance may not recur.
No, I tell you, I don't want it.
Then it's for the cats.
Oh, let the poor brute go.
At once.
It don't seem happy.
Despite its 9 lives. Well, send it back to Lessingham with our compliments. He'll miss it otherwise.
I don't feel well, Sydney.
Atherton's magic vapour. Fire it safe from a 120-ton gun. Bursting over the heads of an enemy force of perhaps 100,000 men.
Oh, I wish I'd never come.
Rubbish. Empty your glass, man. That's the time of day to suit you.
No, I don't want it.
Percy, don't!
One glass pellet of Atherton's magic vapour rose across the table.
Don't kill us both, you hasher!
Accident! I'm sorry!
Before I can get to it...
Oh, heavens! Percy!
Oh!
Stupid fool, Percy. If I'd raise the stock of the man's intellect and he ends by killing everybody, that's philanthropy for you. We need air or we're dead. That's biology. Fresh air and quickly. Shut the door. Stuff spreads like the devil. Vapor. Brilliant weapon. Masterpiece. Just so long as either of us lives to use it. Oh, why are there so many bolts in this blasted house?
What in the devil's... What are you doing here?
You call me. I return.
The beetle! Oh, beware, poor Lessingham! The beetle!
What did the doctor say?
That he wanted him washed.
Well, he's not so bad looking now, at least.
In a milk and water sort of way, no. But I should guess he's never been strong, Miss Marjorie. Something of a clerk, perhaps. Fallen on hard times now.
We should let him sleep. So deep. To look at him, he might really be dead.
There's something very strange in that man, Miss. Delirium turns to catalepsy in an instant. That's no natural illness.
The beetle! The beetle! Oh.
Miss Marjorie, what's the matter? You look quite ill of a sudden.
I think I'll be better in bed, nurse.
Yes, Miss Marjorie.
To be truthful, it's a childish fear. I've always hated beetles. My pet, my only horror. But if I am going to play the fool over this, I will be my only audience. Who's there?
It comes. The beetle.
Paul? Paul, be warned.
Of what?
Behind me. Wings. Always behind me.
Evil. Beware.
Oh, Paul. It is touching me. It is inside my clothes.
Off. Get it off me.
A holocaust of dainty garments. But inch by inch, spite of all, don't touch me. My hair, my skin.
Please, I beg, no more.
Please,
Paul. Oh, God. Paul. Paul. Yet more. God, it's in me. The beetle.
The beetle.
Dead, and it's all my stupid fault.
All will be well.
How the devil do you know, you mountebank? Percy, speak to me.
Stand aside from the man, your friend.
What?
I will breathe into him.
He lies full length upon him, puts his lips to Percy's lips.
Dear goodness.
And seems to be pumping life from his own body into my unconscious friend. Serves you right, you freak.
Not hurt, I trust.
Your friend
We live. Shows a healthy reaction to you, so you may be right. Despite your obvious lack of manners, morals too, probably.
He sleeps. When he awakes, he will remember nothing.
Does that mean you've hypnotized him?
What does it matter?
Neatly done, however it is.
We leave him now. The dawn will soon come to him. All will be well.
So, may I ask how you found a way into my private backyard? Oriental gesture may be lucidity itself to you, but this is England. Were I to call on the police, you would find yourself in a... You're not likely to find it a joke, I can assure you.
You know why I have come, Sidney Atherton.
Commit a felony, I suspect.
I am no thief. I have come because you wanted me.
Oh, sublime, on my word.
All this night you have wanted me, do I not know? When she talked to you of him, when the blood boiled in your veins, when he spoke in the great hall of government and all the people listened, yes, even you, and you hated him for the honor in her eyes.
Don't try to come the bunker steerer over me, friend. I'm a bit in that line myself.
I know not what you talk of.
My Roland for your Oliver, then.
Did I not say at our first meeting, if you want me, then I come?
You were good enough to say so, but where's the application?
You hate Paul Lessingham.
He means hate, too, in the full, solid, oriental sense. The word alone might sear his lips.
Those who hate are kin.
What then?
You love her, she loves him. That is not well. If you do but choose, she shall love you. That will be well.
Indeed.
Put your hand into mine. Say that you wish it. It shall be.
I am Faustus. I stand in the actual presence of the power of evil. To win her. Only to win her.
You hound! I'll burn you into ashes, and I can!
My lord, have mercy on my lord.
Suppose yourself something of a magician, eh? But you can't conjure up electricity at your fingertips, can you? Unfortunately for you, eh? Perhaps I may even be a trifle better at the game than you are. See this?
My lord, I entreat you. Use me as your slave, my lord.
Stand up, then. My slave?
My lord.
Questions. Answer them promptly, truthfully, and you will probably be safe.
Ask, oh my lord.
Why do you so object to Mr. Lessingham?
It is the feud of innocent blood.
Revenge?
On his hands is the blood of my kin. It cries aloud.
Who has he killed?
He spilt the blood of her who has lain upon his breast.
A pretty figure of speech, but rather vague.
Perhaps it would be well not to press for detail. Paul Lessingham, the hero of an Eastern romance.
He knows already the Avenger is upon him. Knows that escape there is none. That for him, there shall be no more sun in the sky. That the terror shall be with him at his rising up and at his lying down. That behold, the sap and the juice of my vengeance is in this. For the death, the great death is coming. Coming. And shall be on him. When I will it.
You employ large phrases.
I crave my lord's pardon. My wound is ever new.
By the way, does this have anything to do with a beetle?
Beetle?
This. It seemed to have quite a singular effect upon Mr. Lessingham last night, appearing, as it were, by magic upon his dance program.
I know nothing.
You are not the only conjurer in town. Mr. Lessingham asked me to destroy it on the spot. I obliged. That is, I appeared to oblige. Ripped and burned my own card in its place.
To please the man you hate?
Perhaps to use against him. Scarabaeus Caesar, isn't it?
I know not what you talk of.
Oh, I think you do. My magic against yours, my slave!
I am a child of Isis.
Are you? I'm unable to congratulate the lady on her offspring.
Silence! You know not of what you speak.
Oh, I have one or two ideas. I'm not so ill-read. For instance, the scarab is a symbol of Isis. Am I right?
I warn you, as I warned poor Lessingham, be not like him.
What am I being warned against?
Heed my warning.
Against nothing, then. Or is it the beetle?
Do not you mock me.
It is the beetle.
You shall learn of it, and you shall know.
I will know it. Show me or know my wrath.
The wound is ever new.
My visitor vanishes, and in his place...
It is through all eternity from the woman's womb.
The scarab. Huge, vivid, gold-green.
The very scarab of legend.
The child of Isis. This is our...
Where are you hiding, damn you?
Nothing remains but the creature.
Lamellicorn. Coprida.
All the characteristics in plain view. The convex body, large head, projecting clip ears. A smooth head and throat suggest its sex.
Female. And the eyes are of a temptress indeed.
I will kill it.
I will catch it.
There's an empty drum of soda lime. Prise the lid.
Yes!
All one whir of tremblement before this scarab can fly. Its wings unsheathe.
Now! So, who's the magician? Ow! The devil!
My truly versatile oriental friend, newly incarnate.
Female beetle to female. I've been most egregiously mistaken.
Not a man, a woman. Quite naked, there can be no doubt.
Two and two make five.
And still those eyes, as if lighted by internal flames.
The eternal flame. Shall I see her like this? Is this Faust's bargain?
She's by no means old or ill-shaped.
Oh, is this how Marjorie may be?
Stoops to huddle in her draperies and stands and faces me.
It is not her. It is a bargain for fools. And I'm almost a fool. God help me.
Sydney, how glad I am to see you.
Your message claimed urgency. I hardly expected you to be hopping from one foot to the other in the street. You well?
I am haunted. Don't look at me as if I'm mad. Sydney, feel my pulse. You're a bit of everything. You're a bit of a doctor, too. There.
I prescribed some of this as a sedative decoction. You get used to it.
Have you? Sydney, do you know what might be meant by the beetle?
The beetle?
Or have you ever observed a clairvoyant?
Many times. What has this got to do with
it? Isn't there some superstition about evil befalling whoever shelters a homeless stranger?
I'm sorry, Miss Linden. You may think me damned slow. I'll risk that. What the deuce are you talking about?
Can I trust you?
You may. I'll not breathe a single syllable, not even to Papa. So, this man you claim to have found in the street?
He's here.
It's you.
It is him.
Do you know this man?
I'm not prepared to go that far, but I have a memory for faces. Perhaps he remembers me. Do you?
You are the man in Lowndes Square.
Where Paul lives.
Precisely. I'm that very individual. And you are the man who came at me through Mr. Lessingham's window.
What?
Though you seem in a more comfortable condition now than when we last met.
I have been redeemed.
Ask him about the beetle.
No.
In good time. Permit me to offer you a chair, Miss Linden. The yarn may turn out a trifle long.
Thank you.
Well, sir, let's begin at the right end. What do you call yourself?
My name is Robert Holt.
That's so. Then, Mr. Robert Holt, let her go.
And I begin.
You must have heard some singular tales.
I'm never appalled by singularity, Mr. Lessingham. It's rather my normal atmosphere.
I take it that anything I say to you will be, as it were, to a father confessor.
A confidential agent, sir, is exactly that.
Mr. Shamnell, I resent with a peculiar bitterness... I hold that even a public man's private life should be held inviolate. Inviolate.
It is of your private life you wish to speak?
No, I've had none, in any peculiar sense of the term.
I'm not sure of what use I can be to a man without a private life, Mr. Lessingham.
I know what is your stock in trade, sir. I've heard great things of you. My friend Sir John Seymour and Earl Glenlivet have both spoken very highly of your skill and your tact.
They are most kind.
And I know Mr. Sidney Atherton has several times had recourse to your services.
Say rather, I have often stood in need of Mr. Atherton's inventive genius.
Well, I assure you, sir, if ever a man wanted all that human skill and acumen can do for him, I certainly am he. My physical and mental well-being, it's no hyperbole to say that my life itself and all my future happiness are in your hands.
I'm honored you should so trust me.
I have no choice. I thought I had buried it long ago. But it has risen against me. I can no longer keep it down. Try though I may, I do not sleep. And I fear, I very strongly fear, that my intended marriage is the root and target of a campaign to destroy me.
Mr. Lessingham, the fact of your fears can only be subordinate to their cause.
You are very young, Mr. Shannon.
I am old in experience of the world, sir.
As am I, God knows, though I'm not yet 40. So, when I say that 20 years ago, I was a mere youth.
You have lived so long with this?
I was in Egypt, Cairo. I was down with fever at Shepherd's Hotel. Caught it from polluted water during an excursion to Palmyra.
You were alone there, sir?
No one to say me nay. One night, when the fever had died down, I took it into my head to go out in search of amusement. Unaccompanied, into the native quarter.
Not a wise thing to do.
At 18, one is not wise. I found myself in a street, the Rue de Rabagar. Narrow, dirty, of course, ill-lit, evil-smelling. And a girl's voice, filling all at once the air, full and round and sweet. I stood and heard her to the end. I went to her.
Entrez, monsieur. Soyez le bienvenu.
On condition that you give me another song.
Sir, with the pleasure of the world, I will sing you 20 songs. Celles qui vont te boire, c'est la mère et la fille.
I sat at one of the poor room's little tables, listened entranced, sipped at the liquor which the old patron supplied to me. I was enthralled by the girl.
Of course.
That one small cup began to have the strangest effect upon me. No doubt my late fever had something to do with it.
Do you still think so?
I was conscious of sinking into a lethargy, incapable of struggling against it. It is so late.
Do not go.
You will smile, but her fingers, closing on my wrist then, were as if she held me with bands of steel.
All is well with you. Rest a while.
I will.
Drink.
She talked. I said nothing. All the time her eyes kept staring into mine. And those eyes of hers, they were a devil's. She stroked my wrist, and I followed her deep, deep into her eyes, deep into the fire. Then, as if a curtain, oblivion.
Do you think I am quite an idiot?
My dear Marjorie...
I will simply not permit you to go without me.
Delighted to hear it. Where did you have in mind?
The house, Sidney. Oh. The house in which Mr. Holt met his... this person, thing, whatever it may be.
Nothing could give me greater pleasure. But if I may point out, Mr. Holt is yet to find the house again.
I will come to help you to help him find it.
Three in a hansom?
There is such a thing as a four-wheel cab.
Very well. Do you happen to know if there are any revolvers in the place?
Do you want one?
It's quite likely to be required.
You're trying to frighten me. It won't change my
mind. I am duty-bound, Miss Linden, to point out what you may expect.
Then you've done your duty. As for revolvers, Papa has a perfect arsenal. Would you like to take them all?
I dare say I shall be able to manage with one, unless you'd like to take one of your own.
Hypocrite.
Marjorie, why will you persist in treating me with such injustice?
Because, Mr. Atherton, there is something in all this which appears to point unpleasantly at Paul. I am not yet Paul's wife.
but I can make his interests my own as completely as though I were, in spite of you.
Very well. Your blood be upon your own head.
My blood?
Yes.
Don't be melodramatic. I'll have a four-wheeler brought at once, and one of Papa's new revolvers.
We'll walk from Hammersmith Workhouse. Perhaps you'll remember easier that way, Mr. Holt.
That may be, sir. But you'll bear in mind I've never been in that neighbourhood before.
How far did you go after being turned away from the casual ward?
Possibly less than half a mile. It was a foul night.
I suppose there aren't many turnings you could have taken either.
I believe I may remember.
Bravo, Mr. Holt.
Stout man.
My senses returned to me. I don't know how long. I found myself in an apartment. Unfamiliar. Quite. I was lying undressed on a heap of carpets.
Alone.
You've heard this tale before, Mr. Shamnell, no doubt. And often.
The places you describe abound in the Cairo of today, Mr. Lessingham. Many Englishmen have paid an exceedingly bitter price there.
Many? I think not. Or rather that my case is something out of the common run.
Well, so you found yourself alone?
No. By my side knelt the songstress. Leaning over me, she wooed my mouth with kisses, but the contact of her lips oppressed me with horror and loathing.
Where am I?
You are with the children of Isis, my beloved.
I don't think I've ever heard tell of them.
Nor I before. How I wish I had never.
You're in the hands of the great goddess of the mother of men.
How did I come here?
By the loving kindness of the great mother.
Something about this woman was become so unnatural, so inhuman. I believe even then I could have destroyed her.
Even then?
Let me get up! Let me go!
No. No.
She laid her hand gently against my chest. A ton of iron could not have been more effectual.
I beg you!
Oh, my beloved, stay with me at the wall.
And again she kissed me. She did with me as she would. Powerless, I endured it all.
This is the house.
How depressing it is. What a dismal-looking habitation.
Jerry-built pile. £30 a year. You sure, Mr. Holt?
This is the house. I'm certain of it.
Seems empty.
Much as it appeared to me that night. That's why I got into it for shelter.
Which window did you go through then?
This one.
It might be awkward if you prove mistaken.
I know this house. I'm certain. I'm sure. I feel it here. And here.
Isn't that enough, Sydney?
You keep your wits about you.
I'm not likely to let them stray.
You're still coming in with me?
Why do you suppose I'm here then? What nonsense.
Hope you'll still consider it nonsense. When this little adventure's done.
For more than 2 months, I was in that horrible den.
No more. No more, I beg you.
Soft. All is well with you, my beloved.
I was in the hands of the great goddess, naked before her altar.
Do you say it was a temple, then, in which you were a prisoner?
Fires with faint blue flames, perfumes, heady, drugging vapours, and above it all, the huge bronze figure sitting, squatting. A woman.
Isis, the mother of men.
On the idol's brow, a beetle, live. As I look at it, its wings open and shut. Everywhere the scarab, modelled in the solid stone of the roof, depicted flaming on hangings against the walls. Wherever the eye turned.
Bewildering.
Nightmare.
Is there anybody in this house? If there's anybody here, will he kindly step this way? There's somebody who wishes to see him.
What's the matter, Mr. Holt?
Oh, don't play the fool, man.
Almost an attack of the shaking palsy.
I'm all right. It's nothing.
Good. Then perhaps you'll drop it.
Swallow some of Mr. Atherton's brandy.
I don't want any fool tricks, Holt. They don't deceive me. And don't imagine Miss Linden's presence here will deter me from shooting you if need be.
Soft, soft. All is well with me.
This is not natural. Not in either of them.
Did you bring a revolver?
Don't be absurd.
Better be absurd than a fool in petticoats.
How dare he?
Stick close to me. Keep your eyes and ears well open, and for goodness sake, remain mistress of as many of your senses as you possibly can.
Oh.
Locked. Anyone in there?
Doors don't don't lock themselves.
I know that. Within there!
Break it down.
No.
Very well. So, that story of yours may not have been pure romance, Mr. Holt.
This room has been occupied.
Recently.
Still, there is something here.
Pretty perfume, I don't think. Let's make some light.
Stop!
What is that?
It is it.
It? What do you mean by it?
The beetle.
Then let's get some light onto this charming little conjuring trick, shall we?
It comes.
I hear its wings. My terror.
If you won't go up, by God, it shall come down!
Light.
Confounded blind. No cord. Did you hear it?
Of course I did. I heard it last night and it frightened me then.
Well, I know the creature's here. Can't have gone out of the room. Halt here!
I cannot. It will not let me.
What won't let you?
The beetle.
Oh, what can we do for him?
The beggar's hypnotized. Can you still see?
Yes.
Oh, where?
Behind you.
Now, no nonsense, my man. I'm not to be taken in by the humbug of any professional mesmerist. Come into the room.
I cannot.
And I say you shall.
One terrible convulsion. Now it's as if he were carved in stone.
I hear. I come.
What's the meaning of this caper, eh?
He calls me the Lord of the Beetle.
Is he mad?
There's method in it if he is. This is how he was that night at Lessingham.
He ought to be followed. I can stay.
Alone?
I'm not a child.
Oh, he's done me twice already. I don't want to be done again.
And I am alone.
This whole business is an outcome of delirium. The more fool Sidney Atherton, who seems to take it all so seriously.
In broad daylight, it's easy to laugh. Then I see what covers the carpet.
Beetles.
Woven into the fabric with such skill, such cunning. The creatures could be alive. I seem to feel them crunch beneath my shoes.
Make-believes.
My gaze moves on to meet more brilliant hues yet.
Lurid.
Flames. They are meant for flames. Then the meaning of the picture becomes clear.
God between us and evil.
A human sacrifice.
Can you be certain?
Oh, I would like it to have been a mirage. Something born of my half-delirious state.
And the object?
A woman. In each case, a woman. White as you or I, stripped to the skin.
Bound, chained, burning.
A pretty picture, on my word.
And as I stare...
Am I going mad?
All at once it seems as if the woman on the altar moves.
Please
let this pass quickly.
She was young, lovely.
No! I beg you no more.
Subjected to every variety of outrage and burned alive.
The nightmare.
And I lay there helpless, looking on.
All is well with us now. Oh, my beloved.
She touched me, but I was no more her slave. My hands were about her throat. Then she knew I was awake. Baleful eyes fixed on mine to trick me of my manhood.
All is well, then. Oh, my beloved.
Tight in my grip. I didn't say to think that I was killing her. Till on a sudden...
Go on, Mr. Lessingham.
No. No!
She vanished. And where she had been? A monstrous beetle. Huge. Writhing.
Nightmare!
On his hands is the blood of my kin.
Twenty years is a long time, Mr. Lessing.
You think I could have forgotten? It is but the prelude of a play.
Shamrock! Thank goodness I found you in. I want you at once. Hat man, now, best foot forward, I'll tell you all about
it. My dear Atherton.
None of your excuses. I don't care if you've got an engagement with the Queen. You'll just have to chuck it. Oh, it's you, is it?
Mr. Atherton, good evening.
What the devil are you doing here, Lessingham?
Consulting my confidential agent.
Have you seen her?
I don't believe Mr. Shamnell will need your help in this business. Have I seen whom?
Marjorie Linden.
Marjorie? Not since last night.
Oh, why God do you ask? God in heaven help us. As I'm a living man, I believe he or she or it has got her.
What do you mean, Atherton?
I mean that Oriental friend of Lessingham's has got Marjorie Linden.
What? You hound! If damage comes to her, I'll cut my throat and yours. You mischief-making, intermeddling, jealous fool!
Nearly broken my neck!
Good!
After all, you are a man, then.
Where did you leave Miss Linden?
Lessingham, give me your hand.
Don't trifle. You have lost Miss Linden. The woman I love is at the mercy of...
Oh, my beloved.
Infinitely worse than death itself.
If you kill the horse, I'll buy you another. Let her go, damn you!
Three in a hansom cab is not a comfortable ride. Particularly when one is Sidney Atherton in a state of excitement.
Why did you ever leave Marjorie alone, for heaven's sake?
I promised her I'd send the first sane soul I met to keep her company.
Then why didn't you?
I never met one. And in looking for one, I managed to lose the man, Robert Holt. Then there was nothing for it but to scurry back to the house again, to find it empty, all cleared up, no one there, and Marjorie gone.
Not even a trace, you say?
I charged up and down, shouted myself hoarse as a crow, nothing. And then I stepped on this. Its shape isn't just what it was. I'm not entirely
like... It's mine.
Oh, yours?
It's the ring I gave Marjorie. Her engagement ring.
No sign of a struggle.
No signs of anything.
Here, there's a board loose.
Oh, that. I tripped over it a couple of times.
It may be loose for a purpose. Lend me a hand.
Stand out of the way a bit, Lessingham.
There's something hidden here.
It's clothing. A woman's clothing.
An entire outfit. Hat, gloves... Shoes, stocking, body linen, corsets and all. Even hairpins. And here's the dress.
Marjorie's. She was wearing that when I left her.
Give it to me. I bought it with her. Told her how it suited her, how pretty it was.
There's no robbery been done. Still more than £30 in her purse. And her visiting card, which places the question of ownership beyond doubt.
Here are rings too. Watch and a bracelet.
I have you to thank for this.
You're harder on me than I deserve, Lessingham.
I do not think so.
Something gleams still down there, catching the evening light. If I stretch for it...
Gentlemen,
I fear I found something which will distress you. Is this not Miss Linden's hair?
Oh, my God! Cut off at the scalp! Butchered!
Give it to me. I should at least have something. A lock of her hair. Shamnell. Atherton. Does this not point to murder?
There's blood here at the root. Clotted. And even...
We move too fast, gentlemen. I doubt if murder has been done.
I vote for tearing up every board in the house. Pull the whole infernal place to pieces. Lend a hand, Chateau!
Good evening, and what might you be up to now?
Constable, allow me. My card.
Confidential agent?
These gentlemen are my clients. Do you have a card, Lessingham?
Mr. Lessingham, the MP?
The very same. Oh. Sidney Atherton. I think my name's on the patent handcuffs at your belt, Constable.
Oh, it's true, sir. Well, we always did think the Arab was up to some game or other.
The Arab?
That's right, sir. Well, that's what we call him on this beat. A queer fish he is. Flies about in all weathers, at all times of the day and night.
Well, before this day is over, Constable, there may be a very serious criminal charge against your Arab.
Yeah, that's if you can find him, sir. He rather looks to have cleared out.
How do you know this?
Well, look around you, sir. I saw him, sir, with my own eyes, getting into a cab about 3/4 of an hour back. Him and a young fellow with him, dressed like a scarecrow.
A young man?
Yeah, that's right, sir. Devil of a row he's having with the cabbie, too, the Arab. Which the young chap was so ragged and dirty, the driver didn't want to carry him nohow.
Officer, I'm obliged to you.
You'll thank you, sir.
You don't by any chance know where the cab was going?
Limehouse, sir. Andy for the docks.
This young man, Mr. Shamnell, all in rags and tatters.
You think...
I hope, I very much hope, that person will prove to be Miss Linden.
Oh, pray God it may be so.
Amen to that.
That devil has hypnotized her, hasn't he?
I believe so.
Wretch! To send the daintiest damsel in England out onto London streets dressed in... I suppose it must be the man Hope's own clothes. I remember he told us he was stripped. What's that?
Hey, I stopped.
Goodness me.
What's going on? Murder?
For how many more horrors?
What do you say, my lad?
Are you policeman?
Are you wanting the police?
Well, quite enough. It's been a murder done up at Mrs. Henderson's in Paradise Place. A bloke's been killed, murdered by an Arab.
I left him, just as I found him. I wouldn't have touched him, not for anything.
I don't know what you might get off of him, do you? Yeah.
It's Robert Holt. Oh, thank God it isn't Marjorie.
I don't think this is murder. Starvation or exhaustion. Possibly a combination of both.
Well, whatever it is, it's my belief that there Arab had hand in it.
I'm sure you're right, Mrs. Henderson.
Oh, this is the man who stole from my study. Marjorie's letters.
So there was a thief. You lied to me, Lessingham.
How dare you call me a liar?
Hey, fire!
Quiet! I do believe this man may not be quite dead. Mrs. Henderson, have you any brandy in the house?
Oh, we got everything for them as luck to pay for it.
Here and gratis.
Oh, no murder, not even a proper corpse. Pretty show this is turning out to be.
Hello, Mr. Holt. I'm glad to see you're looking better.
The beetle.
The what?
The beetle.
What's he on about?
Oh, merciful heaven, no. I think we understand him.
The beetle has killed me.
Where's Marjorie, damn you?
Gently, Mr. Lessingham. This is a dying man.
Miss Lynn... You've been with her all afternoon and evening, Mr. Holt. Isn't that so?
Yes. God help me. God help her.
He will, my poor fellow.
Do you not know? The beetle's going to kill Marjorie Linden.
Bloody hell.
Lessingham, sit down, man. You've had a shock. We all have.
See, I was right. That Arab murdered him. And more yet all plans it. Mm. And if I hadn't chucked him out, him and his tramping pal, it could have been us all murdered into the bargain.
When did they leave here? The Arab and the young man?
Half an hour ago, about.
Where? Where did they go?
St. Pancras. They took a cab to St. Pancras station.
Quick. They bought two single thirds for Hull on the Down Midnight Express. They're travelling in the very front compartment.
Can we catch them?
Driver?
The mail's due into Bedford at 1:29. That's the 50-mile run. Mm. The gradient's against us. But then, of course, it's against them, too. Oh, yes, sir. We'll have the legs of them for you.
Take us into Bedford within 5 minutes of that express, and there'll be a £5 note to divide between your mate and you, driver.
Oh, well, we'll get you there in time,
right,
sir.
I'll have Bedford telegraphed at once. The police can detain them there.
Hurry, Shamnell, for God's sake!
I wouldn't worry, sir. We've got Will Hart. Set them up. £5 note of yours.
For the love of heaven! He doesn't mean to earn his fiver, doesn't he? Only hope I'll still be alive to pay it to him.
You are right, Shamnell. To have said Marjorie was still alive when we discovered... What we discovered? The fiend is taking her back to Egypt.
It will not happen, Lessingham. We will have them.
What the devil is going on?
We're going to smash.
No, no. It's the Westinghouse break.
Of all that jolting that was ever jolted... Where the deuce are we?
This is Bedford. Where's the express?
We've not reached Bedford. That much seems clear. Driver, what is it?
Someone in front there, sir. Waving a red lamp like mad. Oh, here he comes. Lucky I caught sight of him. We should have been clean on top of him in another moment. Looks as if there was something wrong.
Why, good God. I thought you was coming right on top of us, mate.
What? Jim Branson? What the devil are you doing here? I thought you was on the mail. We're chasing you. Private train and all.
Oh, you are, sir. Then you've caught us, mate. And thank God for it, too.
What is wrong up there?
I'm the senior guard from the 12 o'clock down mile express, sir. There's been an accident. A smash. We're a wreck. All right, sir. If you'll only wait a minute or two, madam. We can't get the doors open without the tools. A special train is just...
My God, it's chaos. Marjorie? Front compartment. How can you tell which is the front compartment? It's all matchwood.
Have a care. The wreck may catch fire at any time.
Marjorie, answer me, please. Only answer me.
Close to the engine. It must be here somewhere.
Atherton, be careful, will you?
And here. Here, I found it.
Oh, my
God, no.
In a corner of the smashed carriage, costumed like a tramp, a body. Only one. It is Marjorie Lyndon.
In The Beetle by Richard Marsh, dramatized for radio by Roger Daines, Robert Holt was played by Robert Harper. Paul Lessingham was Gerard McDermott, Sidney Atherton, Alex Lowe, Marjorie Lyndon, Janet Moore, and Augustus Shamnell, Sean Baker. Mr. Lyndon and The Beetle were played by Hugh Dixon, Percy Woodville by Christopher Scott, and the songstress by Alison Pettit. Nurse Duff was Linda Polan, the Tramp and the High Priest, Johan Meredith, and Dora Grayling, Tracy Ann Oberman. Constable Bunny and Driver Best were Stephen Thorne, and Gustus Barley, Chris Pavlo. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation in surround sound was by Richard Beedsmore, Keith Graham, and Rebecca Kirby. The director was Marion Nancaro.
Marjorie Lyndon still lives. All that skill and money could do for her was done, and in course of time, the great healer, the results were entirely satisfactory. She is married to Paul Lessingham, and they are happy, though both man and wife continue to have what seems to be a constitutional disrelish for all that pertains to beetles. On the subject of witch mystery, even now, I do not propose to pronounce a confident opinion.